Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Amalgamated Financial Corporation, also known by its ticker, AMAL. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth with smart picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this financial services player to uncover what makes it tick, where it shines, and where the risks lurk. Let's break it down together and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's get to know Amalgamated Financial Corporation a bit better, since it might not be on everyone's radar. This company operates in the banking and financial services space, primarily focusing on socially responsible banking. Based in the U.S., they cater to a niche market of labor unions, nonprofits, and mission-driven organizations, offering a range of banking products and services. They're not a household name like some of the big banks, but their unique positioning in the industry gives them a distinct edge, which we'll explore shortly. With a solid workforce and a clear mission, they've carved out a space in the financial sector that's worth paying attention to. Now let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, Amalgamated Financial has shown some interesting trends. Short term, the past month and quarter have had their ups and downs, but over the longer haul, like the past year and beyond, there's been a steadier trajectory that long-term investors might appreciate. On the news front, there's been buzz around their latest moves and financial updates, which we'll dig into as we go. Plus, their most recent earnings call for Q3 2025 dropped some key insights into their current health and future outlook. And trust me, there's a lot to unpack there that could sway your view on this stock. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the core of this analysis, our SWOT breakdown. We're looking at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to give you a full picture of where Amalgamated Financial Corporation stands and what could drive its future performance. Strengths. First up, their niche focus on socially responsible banking is a standout. Catering to unions and mission-driven entities isn't just a feel-good story. It's a loyal customer base that's less likely to jump ship during tough times. This gives them a stable revenue stream that many traditional banks can't match. Financially, their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 highlighted some solid results. Revenue and net income figures are showing consistent growth year over year, which signals operational strength. Their ability to keep generating positive earnings per share is a green flag for investors looking for reliability. Another plus is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding strong, indicating they're not just bringing in money but keeping a good chunk of it after expenses. For a bank, that's a critical sign of efficiency. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers look healthy. This means they've got the cash to reinvest in growth or weather any storms, which is exactly what you want to see as a long-term holder. Weaknesses. On the flip side, let's talk about some areas of concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio is something to keep an eye on. It's not at crisis levels, but it's higher than I'd like for a company in this space. Too much debt can limit flexibility if interest rates spike or if economic conditions tighten. Their market cap and overall size also put them at a disadvantage compared to the giants in the financial sector. Being a smaller player means less firepower for big acquisitions or weathering major downturns, which could cap their growth potential. Looking at liquidity, while their current ratio is decent, it's not exceptional. If unexpected challenges hit, they might not have as much wiggle room as some competitors to cover short-term obligations. Finally, their stock's beta suggests it's got some volatility tied to market movements. For risk-averse investors, this might mean more sleepless nights than you'd prefer, especially in choppy markets. Opportunities. Now, let's pivot to the upside potential. One big opportunity lies in their socially responsible branding. As more investors and consumers prioritize ESG, environmental, social, and governance factors, Amalgamated Financial is well positioned to attract capital and clients who value ethical banking. This trend could drive significant growth if they play their cards right. Their earnings call also mentioned a proactive approach to expansion and digital innovation. If they can leverage technology to streamline operations or enhance customer experience, they could capture more market share, especially among younger, tech-savvy clients. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages. This suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to future earnings potential, which could be a buying signal for those with a long-term horizon. Lastly, with steady free cash flow, they've got room for strategic moves, whether that's increasing dividends to attract income-focused investors or reinvesting in growth initiatives. Either way, it's a chance to boost shareholder value. Threats. Of course, no analysis is complete without looking at the risks. The financial sector is notoriously sensitive to interest rate changes, and with the current economic uncertainty, any unexpected hikes could squeeze their margins or impact loan demand. Competition is another big threat. While their niche focus is a strength, it also means they're up against larger banks with deeper pockets and broader offerings. If those giants decide to target the same socially responsible space, Amalgamated could struggle to keep up. Regulatory pressures are always a concern in banking. Any new rules or compliance costs could hit their bottom line, especially since smaller players like them often feel the pinch more than the big dogs. Lastly, their earnings call summary hinted at potential challenges on the horizon, even if they're optimistic overall. External factors like geopolitical tensions or economic slowdowns could dampen growth, and as a smaller bank, they're more exposed to these macro risks. So what's the big picture here? Amalgamated Financial Corporation has a lot going for it, especially if you're drawn to companies with a purpose beyond just profits. Their financials are solid, with steady growth in revenue and net income, and their niche focus gives them a unique edge. But, and this is a big but, the risks tied to their size, debt levels, and the broader economic environment can't be ignored. For the short and medium term, keep an eye on how they manage their balance sheet and whether they can capitalize on digital trends to stay competitive. Long term, though, their alignment with socially responsible investing could be a game changer if that space continues to grow. As we wrap up, let's think about what this means for you as a long-term investor. Amalgamated Financial Corporation offers a compelling mix of stability and growth potential, but it's not without its hurdles. If you're considering adding it to your portfolio, weigh their unique positioning against the competitive and economic risks. Maybe start with a smaller position and watch how they execute on their growth plans over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. We're here to help you navigate the market with actionable insights, so make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. You can catch them in video, audio, or article formats, and don't forget to check out the detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Amalgamated Financial's future? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll see you in the next one.